Finding new sources of energy is, of course, high on the country's agenda, or it should be at the moment. One idea that you might not have heard of is the possibility of using algae or algae as biofuel. I'm talking to science writer Julian Cribb, who wrote a paper for the think tank Future Directions International called Food and Fuel Forever. And that's what he thinks can come of using algae as fuel. Now, thank you for joining us, Julian. You talk about the possibilities of using algae as a biofuel. There's a whole range of alternative energy sources around at the moment that are being discussed. So what are the particular benefits of algae?
Well, algae are actually the source of all our fossil fuel. They're simply, petroleum consists of dead algae that died millions of years ago and have been heated and pressurized in the Earth's crust. So you can grow fresh oil every single day using algae. And algae are better at growing oil than, say, sunflowers or soybeans or something like that, simply because they don't have to grow leaves and shoots and roots and flowers and things like that. Half of the weight of algae consists of oil, which is basically solar energy that they've stored.
If that's true, then why has this source of energy been ignored up to now?
Really, because the mining industry consists of engineers who don't know much about biology, and they think of themselves as miners, people who dig things out of the ground. They don't look for other sources of the same products, really. So it's more or less one of those kind of professional blindnesses that has gone on. But this is a real possibility, because we could grow every single litre of transport fuel that we need from an area no bigger than a single large sheep station, that 6,000 square kilometres, would supply the whole of Australia's fuel for every truck, every car, every bus, every aeroplane, every ship.
So what economic benefits are there to be had in algae as fuel? I know you said in the report that it would be a $50 billion industry, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Well, the first thing to bear in mind is that 85% of our fuel is imported. So if there is a crisis in the Middle East or in South Asia, the Australian economy comes to a grinding halt within about 2 weeks, and no food is delivered to any of our shops. We have a real crisis on our hands if our fuel supply is cut off. So Australia is very much at risk, at the mercy of another oil crisis happening on world markets. And this would be much worse for us than the last previous oil crisis, because we're so much more dependent on imports. That's the first thing to bear in mind. Secondly, we are giving the Arabs $40 billion a year for their oil. We could actually be growing the oil here in Australia, creating the jobs in Australia, building the infrastructure in Australia, and pocketing that $40 billion. So, you know, why aren't we doing that? Then there's a whole lot of other industries. If you grow algae, you also grow stock feed. So you could have a $5 billion fish farming industry hanging off your algae industry, because fish eat algae, of course. That's their natural diet. Algae are very healthy. They're full of omega-3s and beta-carotene and things like that. So they're going to save a lot of lives if we incorporate them in our own diet a lot more, because most of our most deaths in Australia now are due to diet-related diseases. So really, this is an industry with a great many aspects to it. You can make plastics out of algae. You can make textiles out of algae. You can make pesticides and industrial chemicals out of algae. You can make anything out of algae that you can make out of fossil oil. This industry will also create 50,000 new jobs, mainly in regional Australia. I mean, it is the most exciting new opportunity that rural and regional Australia has seen in the last 100 years.
There's a lot of potential there, but what would be the first step along the way to this being a viable option?
Well, the first step has already been taken. We've got 8 universities and about a dozen companies around Australia already investigating this and looking at different pathways and different products. Now, what has to happen next is that the government has to acknowledge the huge potential of this industry and its strategic importance to keeping Australians on the road and keeping our economy rolling. When they do that, they really need to set up an R&D fund like we have for the wheat industry or other industries, and match every industry dollar with a couple of taxpayer dollars to fast-track this research, because we're going to need this in a hurry. There's going to be another oil crisis sometime in the next 10 years. So, you know, we need to get going now.
So how can you get the government to be on board with this idea?
Well, the government's already actually investing $15 million a year in algal biofuels, which is not bad, but we're talking about a $50 billion industry. We're talking about an industry as big as iron ore, okay? So to get an industry that size, that scale off the ground, we need to do a lot of research. We also need to bring together the investment consortia, you know, the superannuation funds, the banks, you know, the big investors, the big end of town. We have to get them on board and give them the courage and the, you know, sense of adventure to invest in this very exciting new industry. So we need to do some work in that space. Otherwise, it will just end up being owned by big oil companies. So this is an opportunity for us actually to gain energy independence, to have an oil industry 100% owned by Australians, not owned by foreign oil companies. So, you know, that would make a huge difference, again, to our economic independence.